Hello, sir.
How's it going over there?
Are chilling. Charge my phone. Bet.
I wasn't. Hello, Jay.
What's going on, Shan?
Life.
Yeah.
Life.
I ain't mad at that.
How was your week?
It's been a lot. I'm in the this is my last week here, so I'm moving next
Again?
week. It's been 2 years. Watch your mouth. Like don't do me like that. It's been Yeah, I know. You sound like my mom. She be like, you move every other year. I'm like, it's not every other year. Jersey be wild on what they rent, and the quality of life in this building ain't worth me. I would pay increased rent if the quality of life were worth it.
I get that.
But the quality of life ain't worth it. Now I went where I'm moving to. I got all the amenities I needed. I got a private parking spot inside of a garage, which is what
Nice.
I needed again. Basically, I'm back to my life when I was in Bloomfield.
Okay.
But I'm back in Orange. Yeah, they got me over there. But,
He's orange.
No, not East Orange.
Oh.
You already know. Never again East Orange.
I was so tired. That was like crazy.
Where'd you say he lives?
Because, okay, this is why I went.
No, because that dick is dicking.
No, wait. This is why I went. Take me out, bae. Here, instead of my computer in my bag, it was things in my bag. This is every relationship where y'all just get to a point where you have repeated arguments or repeated disagreements. And I feel like when it's repeated, it's either one person is trying to wear you down to just let them do something or stop trying to get them to do something. And the other person's just like, no, like, it needs to be done like this, or this needs to happen, or you need to change this. And so it's always like that friction there. I think the struggle is the problem so irritating for the other person enough for them to be like, hey, I don't want to discuss this again. X, Y, and Z, this is how it's going to go. If that's not good enough for you, let me know now so we can stop.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll have a person who's very like resistant, doesn't want to have any confrontation, and just okays the shit, even though deep inside they're just like, I hate this shit. I hate when they do this shit. I don't want to do this shit.
Yeah.
But to not have an argument or have a talk, I'm going to just allow this shit.
Well, that's just two unhealthy people dealing with each other.
Yeah.
Because if you're letting your partner get their way for everything, and then you sit there in silence resenting them, what's that going to lead to? What, now you're just a slave to the relationship, mm-hmm. a slave to that person. And then the other person will start thinking they can just get away with whatever they want.
Right.
And then like it's going to become abusive. So like, why would you, if you're not speaking up or at least expressing your opinion
mm-hmm.
or rebuttaling the person, you're not helping yourself at all. And then you're enabling the unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I'm going to hide my emotions and not say anything to this person and let them have their way because I don't like to argue. It isn't even about arguing. Like, you shouldn't be with a person that's overbearing you to the point where you feel like an argument. But you could have a discussion.
And that's
you
can
have
problem
a conversation.
Too. A lot of people think you having a discussion is an argument. It's not.
If you don't have enough logic to understand that there will be disagreements in a relationship, you just shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because no, there are disagreements in life. Fuck a relationship.
Right.
You at work, you disagree with people. You and your friends disagree. Who are you this person, you and your parents, you and your pets, there will always be disagreements. Who are you to be this person that says, I will go through life and never have a disagreement with somebody?
A lot of people feel like, oh, this is problematic, or I don't want to keep having this. Keep having what? A conversation?
Yeah. You like, if you're at the point where you can't even have a conversation, mm-hmm. I don't even know how you're in a relationship that you can function in. Because even if the person's not barking at you or cursing you out, you know, overly aggressive and unhealthy themselves, mm-hmm. if they're like, I want to hear your opinion, you can respond.
Right.
And you're just like, no, I just agree with whatever you say. Shoot, if that person's at least remotely decent person, they'll just be like, you know what, I'm going to let you go. And because why would you also want to be with somebody who doesn't express themselves? You know what I mean?
That's how I feel about when some men try to pull up the numbers on who files for divorce more. That doesn't matter who files more.
Yeah.
The person who's smart enough to be like, okay, enough is enough, files more. And usually, yes, it is a woman, because most times men get to a point where they find their comfy part in the house. They find a way out of seeing you in the house. They work extra hours. They go to the bar. They find like their own routine within the relationship, but they don't engage in the relationship, hoping one day you get tired. And then if you leave, you can't be the victim, because you left in their eyes. You left. But at the same time, I feel like sometimes women get to a point where they see, okay, this person doesn't want to do this anymore. This person is unhappy. This person is miserable. This person is avoiding. I have to do something to change. So the change is where they file for the divorce.
Which makes sense. If your partner's avoiding you.
Right. And so
we're not even in a relationship anymore. We're playing manhunt.
Yes. And so when men try to say, well, women file for divorce more, it doesn't matter who files. The point is, it's kind of like if you're playing a game and your teammate notices that y'all losing bad. Are you mad at the referee for calling the game?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. The point is the relationship is at a loss and somebody mm-hmm. is calling it so y'all can go home or go to separate spaces and move the fuck on. Mm-hmm. And so my thing is like, if you're having repeated arguments, if the same issues keep coming up, maybe you're not compatible.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all
and you shouldn't have got married in the first place.
That part. Maybe you grew out of each other personality wise. That happens. Or maybe the reason they're with you or you're with them is no longer valid. You know what I'm saying? Right. Mm-hmm. Some people get with a person because I just felt like you would be a good mom. I don't necessarily like you. I'm not in love with you. You're okay. And our kids will be good. Women don't want to hear that shit. So women want the illusion of this man likes me and he wanted these kids and he wanted this house and he wanted this life. When in reality, no. Sometimes men, too, out of insecurity, get to an age in life where they're just like, I want to check off my boxes now so people will stop questioning me. I want to get the wife. I want to have the kid. I want to have the job. And I don't want to be questioned on, so when are you going to be doing this? And when are you going to be doing that? Women have that pressure, but it's more so on like, when are you going to start dating? When are you going to get married? When are you going to have that kid? You know what I'm saying? For men...
I've never gotten that, and somebody who still to this day doesn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I get that pressure is when I'm in a relationship, and it's usually from the woman's mother.
Oh.
Yeah, when you go make me a grandmother or all that, and I just be like, Like when we decided to make you a grandma.
I never got asked that shit. Ever.
Yeah, that's the only time. I've never, other than that, I don't get asked. It's only when I'm in a relationship and it's by, I don't know, maybe my exes were telling their parents or their moms, like, oh, we haven't really discussed that, or we're trying, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not right now, we're doing something else. You know, like my previous relationship, like the mom was, she was every time she saw me. And then, like, I only will, out of respect, yeah. I only answer the mother. I don't give a fuck who the other family members are. I'm not answering none of you motherfuckers. I'm only answering your mom. So if your mom asks me, when you gonna make me a grandmother? I'll be like, well, you know, we're working on, we thinking, you know. Uncle come over? Oh, man, y'all got any kids yet? I'll just look at you like, nigga, I ain't gonna tell you nothing. You're not in this relationship? Fuck out of here. Like, because I'm not explaining that to everybody. Yeah. I'll explain it to the mom or the dad. Because they're the, you know, the initial family members, and they deserve to know what our game plan is. Yeah. All the rest of you niggas, man, please. When, that's between me and her.
I don't know. I remember having a conversation with Ari's dad's mom when she found out I was pregnant. She was like, "So what do you like? What do you want from him?" I said, "Nothing. Just for him to be a good dad. That's it." I said, "I don't want him. I don't want a relationship with him like that. We just gonna be parents." And she was like, "Oh, so y'all don't have any plans of getting together?" No. I said, no offense to you, but your son is not capable of healthy relationships with adults. But he is a good dad.
And hey, that's their parents be knowing. Their parents know.
Oh, she knows.
Like, yeah, I know they're shitty. I know.
She knows.
Be like, yes, and I'm aware too. So therefore, we're not doing that.
I just didn't want her to take it as, oh, you're the new baby mom and you're going to come in here and try to force him to be in a relationship with you.
Oh, no.
This is not that.
Yeah, no, we're not
doing that. You know what I'm saying? I have always had my own shit. I will always create my own home. He will just be a part of that through that kid. And that's what it's been. You know what I'm saying? She's about to be 9. Did it take a while for it to get understood that we only communicate about her? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have kids with a person who wants to have these merry-go-round conversations like we're talking about. And until they see you physically with somebody or know you're physically with somebody, in their minds, you haven't moved on. You're still single.
Sometimes so, when they see you with somebody, in their mind, you still mine. If you got them crazy enough, they don't give a damn if you married to a whole nother man or
that's
woman.
That's true.
They be like, yo, I'm still coming over acting a fool. And usually the new third party has to shut that shit down. And be like, hey, you ain't doing that no more, partner. Like, I don't play them games.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of, the man, whoever that person's ex-partner is responsible for shutting that shit down for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, cause if you're the woman and you got a new man in your life, the man shouldn't really have to approach him. You're supposed to go to him and be like, yo, stop fucking with me. No, but as long as he ain't putting hands on you. You know what I mean? You need to let him know, like, this is my new shit.
So,
now, if he's crazy, sometimes the man got to come out and be like, you ain't, because the man's got to protect the house.
Yeah.
So, if he's crazy and he's coming over, then the man got to step up and be like, yo, don't come over here no more. I'm around now.
It got, it's never physical, but it's just like the extra through verbiage.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about extra shit. Yeah.
Like last week, I said, just a reminder. You know, she doesn't have school on Monday. He was like, why are you telling me that now? You trying to buy yourself more time for who you with?
Yeah, I was like, yo.
I said, sir,
so far past that.
Okay, I said, she doesn't have school on Monday. That is it, period. Yeah. That's how I left the text. I also, like, I let him know, like, what her teacher said. Screenshot. You know, I keep it very much about Ari, so... I don't play into that. But yeah.
You know, you're much better off when you're actually happy when your previous partner finds happiness and just leave it at that. Like, I'm not gonna spend the rest of my life looking at your Instagram or seeing you and your new partner being like, oh, I know I'm better than he was. Like, what's the point? Be happy she found somebody. You, maybe your blessings will be you find somebody and move the fuck on and be and enjoy life. Like, you sitting there still focused on somebody you broke up with years ago, maybe decades? What are we talking about?
No, some people just,
people be weird. I get it.
Okay. So after you like have the issues and things, how many chances do you give to fix issues that are on repeat for you, in your opinion?
Chance to fix issues that are redundant issues?
Yeah.
It depends on the level of hatred I have for the issue.
Okay, so let's put it like this. What's one absolutely like, I'm not dealing with that shit? You try me like that, that's it. That you just like, no, like, there's not going to be a repeat. I just need to see one time.
The level of disrespect from no return. Like, I don't do the you went crazy and then you just was like, oh, like, I, you know, my last situation where it's like, you did, and I don't give a fuck that I sound unappreciative.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, we're not having a conversation. It's over.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you can apologize all you want. You showed who you were.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and figure you out. I'm not. We good. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to, what do they say? Gracefully bow out and move the fuck on. Yeah, it's just that like level of disrespect where there's no return.
Yeah.
You know, where you went so hard. You know, it's like if it's on the level of cheating, which there's no return from that, we don't even have to have a conversation. Once I find out, it's done. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know why. Don't care why. It's over.
Yeah,
I'm move on, and you should go on and continue to deal with that person you're cheating with.
Yeah,
but like, cause I'm not working into those areas where I'm gonna change who I am as a person, and you're gonna start seeing a version of me that you didn't deserve to see because you did some fuckery.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be mistreating you and talking crazy to you because I no longer like you and I'm sticking around. Right. Why? Right. I just removed myself from your life. So it's got to be like a level of disrespect where there's no returning from, or anything where there's like, I'm not into like flatulence and all that stuff. That's hey, I've let you know, like, please don't do that around me. Use the restroom.
Yeah.
And if you think, oh, I'm going to be farting around you and doing all that in your face. You'll be a single farty ass nigga.
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in. Oh, okay. Maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture. The podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is, he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency so we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
Like, yeah, for me, that's nasty. I don't do that. You know, I'm like Shannon Sharp when it comes to this. Like, you know, half the time you don't even believe women use the bathroom. We know you do. But y'all think you have a company.
And I used to have like apartment sit for him when he would go to LA to work. And whenever I felt like I needed to do a number two, that was like, okay, now it's time for me to pack up and go home. Even with him not there at the apartment, even with him across the United States, sir, I'm going all the way home. Like, I'm not.
I get it. Because you never know how somebody feels about that until they express it. But just to preserve face. You're like, I ain't using the bathroom over here.
And then, like, you know, if I would go, like, on weekends to go visit a different ex, I wouldn't go the whole time. Why are you not going to use the bathroom? I'll do it when I go home.
Well, it also depends on what they feeding you. You go out for tacos or something.
Nothing crazy.
You got to eat carbs and stuff that you be like, all right, like or just not you barely eating. Like, let me get some popcorn.
yeah. So I don't know. For me,
or they gotta have multiple bathrooms.
I was like, did you use the bathroom? He was like, yeah, I went down to the lobby and I used theirs down there.
Yeah. You just have to know how to do it. It's strategic.
You're smart.
Gotta be strategic. You can spend the weekend together as you have to know the noise, the background noise to put on.
Yeah.
Like you can go when you go to do a shower. Do it then. Turn the shower on. Go what you got to do. Put your phone on. Put some YouTube video on. Turn it up loud, and go to town. And then take your shower and clean up after you. Nobody's gonna come out. But what was you doing in there? You know what I mean? But like,
no, you can get that.
And then always, if you're that serious about it, have a book of matches on you.
Oh yeah.
Because if you don't do showering, light that shit up, blow it in the air. Can't even tell what you was doing in there.
Oh yeah.
And then also do courtesy flush. Like, there's always ways around it.
I walked past the bathroom with Ari today. I said, are you stink? And so I closed the door. She's like, no, don't do that. I was like, girl, I don't want to smell you.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. Leave your bathroom stuff in the bathroom, my man.
I don't need a conversation with the cheating thing. But, like, repeated conversation, like, I'll see what was done, we have a conversation together. You understand me. I understand you. The second time it's done, I take it as you don't give a fuck. You don't have to say, I don't give a fuck, but that's what I'm taking it as. So in my mind, you done kicked in like a temporary gear for me. And I start pulling back in certain areas when I peep that.
Well, aren't we just essentially saying you crossed a boundary that was a deal breaker because your partner should know these things. These aren't like, you're not going to enter into a full relationship with somebody who doesn't know what line not to cross with you. Like you should up front, you're like, all right, so my deal breakers are, you know, don't put your hands on me. You know, don't disrespect me in this type of manner or call me out my name, something like that. You know, and you know, don't be doing no flatulence around me, whatever. Like, so when they do it now, like you said, oh, you're trying to be disrespectful because you knew not to do this.
Yeah.
Like you knew this is a line of mine not to cross because everything can't be a deal breaker, obviously. There are certain things that frustrate you on a, you know, smaller level where you're like, yeah, whatever, man. Like,
I'm not having repeated conversation about what I said. Like you're not my child, you know? And so mm-hmm. It's either you want to do it or you don't want to do it. And I think some people continue bullshit that you had a conversation about to see if you really standing on your word or you just talking shit.
Well, now, okay. So if we're talking about something that's not necessarily a deal breaker, but now you somebody just testing you to see if you really like that. Mm-hmm. Now there's a numbers game we're playing. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you're testing my patience. Okay. Yeah. So... yeah, so that's one level underneath the deal breaker.
Yeah, it is.
Whereas, like, now I'm trying you.
Yeah.
You go, okay, you tried me once, I gave you a pass.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's probably like the street three strike you're out rule.
Okay.
Because especially depending on how much you like the person and how long y'all been together. If somebody is, because that's just a form of toxicity. So if you up front, we just started dating, you being toxic and doing some bullshit like that, we don't even, just cut that shit off. But if we're in a long-term relationship, we got years in or months in, and then you start doing some shit like that, but all right now, we've had this discussion where, you know, I don't really like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to notice that you seem to be doing it almost intentionally to test me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you wait, hear their response, and they're like, no, I'm not. You're like, all right, well, can we please try our best to stop doing that?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then if it happens again and again, now you're like, okay, so you're just blatantly disrespecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean? But That's underneath the what you call it?
I just feel like
deal breakers. Because
yeah, the older we get, we have less grace, which is normal.
The less grace comes with, for me, the caveat of when it's based upon shit you as an adult should understand.
Yes.
You know,
because you've had experiences by now.
You've had this experience with somebody else. I'm not the first person you've dated.
Yes.
And I'm not the first person that told your ass this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the communication thing where it's like, oh, I'm still cursing you out, or I go and, you know, silent and don't, or I get out of the cars and walk away. At my age now, I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm not going to try and talk you through it, because it's a waste of time. Because you are not going to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't start this with me. This is what you do.
Right.
Somebody else done told you this ain't right. Your therapist, maybe, or maybe not if you have one, then told
sometimes
you stop doing
even
that
your
shit.
Family told you you can't do
it. Your family told you. But you and your mind are like, this is how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And which is, hey, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
But it's not my prerogative to stay around and deal with that shit. Because if you're not trying to have any form of growth to make you the best version of yourself, I'm not sticking around to try and get you. You already know how I am. I'm not trying to bring you up and tell you how to get your life together at a certain age.
Yeah.
Like you're asking for shit that happens when you date people in your 20s.
Right.
And you in your 40s trying to do that shit. Nah, I'm good. How do I get a job? How do you get a job at 40? How do you get the salary you want? How do I get a person like what? I am not your first relationship, and you are a full-fledged adult now.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually probably the most important adult, because the 40s is where you got to start making all kinds of important decisions and life like decisions with health
for
and
you,
finances
for your kids
and all
for
that.
Your parents.
Yeah, you, your parents, your kids. Like so, 40s is where it's. You probably need to be at the peak of having your shit together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, later on in life, you're like, well, I'm going into retirement now. And early on in life, you're like, these are my fuckery years.
Mm.
40s is like, we got to pick a path to take now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where I got to figure out this retirement shit.
Okay.
I got to figure out what I'm doing with my parents. I got to figure out home ownership.
Yeah.
Like, all of that's happening at that point. You know what I mean? You can't be some... I'm trying to figure out how to communicate properly. Like, what? I'm trying to figure out what a real salary is. Nah, you've been slacking off in certain parts of life. You're trying to figure that out at 40.
So that's where, like, if there's no, like, proof of change for me, I don't need to have a conversation. Like, you clearly don't want betterment. I just need to wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't trust you, it's a wrap. We don't need to have a conversation.
Yeah. We're talking about the basics here.
Yeah, and if you
I can't trust you,
if
no
you
need.
Won't make a change with like connection or engagement,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying
too
to
old.
Like,
too old.
That's it. And it's not a part. It's not because you just give up on people or you looking for perfection. I'm looking for an adult that
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. An adult that wants.
I'm looking for an adult.
Lack of effort, I'm not dealing with. Emotionally, they want to attack you so they can feel bigger. I'm not dealing with it.
No.
If the respect is gone, I feel like the relationship is trash.
Yeah, there's no, once the respect is gone on either end, you might as well quit.
Yeah.
Because you're not, people will say, oh, no, it's not that. You know when somebody don't respect you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's easier when you could tell really when a woman don't respect you than a man. A man, because men will do fuckery and they love you and they'll do fuckery.
Direct fuckery is crazy, but
yeah.
Indirect fuckery, yes, they will do it.
Yeah. A woman, when she loses respect for you, there's no fear whatsoever.
Okay.
Like she starts saying shit that she get punched in the face for it and look you dead in your eyes. You'll be like, oh, you don't respect me anymore.
Like, so you get ready
yeah,
for work.
You stupid mother. And your mother retarded
motherfucker.
You
get ready for work before you start turning on the lights and leaving them on.
Yeah. Whenever after that, you're like, oh, she done with me. I'm out. Like, I can't. But there's no recovering from a woman who don't respect you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna get her to reel the respect back in. Nah. For me, honestly, I think that's when people start putting hands on you. Like, you know, if they're not already just a fucked up, crazy individual, like usually when they're like, yo, I'm gonna get my respect back by physically harming you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Then you're like, yeah, that's not gonna work either, because.
Like, but that's also, I feel like, a personal boundary option, because there were so many things that was disrespectful before you felt the need to be physical with this person because of the disrespect.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel like it's a stand-up thing to do to endure some bullshit with somebody that they care about. But the stand-up thing to do is like, let me get the fuck up out of here before I put my hands on you.
Let me tell you something. You've heard me say this before. We have more than enough footage and proof to know what doesn't work. Yeah. In the age we live in,
yeah,
it's just, it goes with the same situation we talk about women who are like, oh, I'm going to change your man. You have decades of proof of women who tried that with men and it didn't work. But you think you are going to be the outlier who makes a man change when he's not ready to change. Like, it's the same thing with, you know, the whole domestic violence shit. It's like, it's going to be hard to get somebody. I've seen people that do that, and I always say it should be something that should be studied in people to understand, besides that I don't understand my value sometimes, or, you know, I feel like this could be love, you know, like, what is going on with that? You know, it's hard for that person to stop dealing with them. You know what I mean? Like, or be like,
thing like addiction. Like, I don't understand how somebody can see what something is doing to them physically and keep moving. Same thing with like those types of relationships, domestic relationships. It's a
well, you have to have a certain that comes with discipline.
Yeah.
In general, because it's just like my lifestyle changed. Like now, where I don't do alcohol on the weekdays anymore at all.
Yeah.
Because I saw what it was doing to my body. And like for weight loss purposes and health purposes, it wasn't like, oh, you know, I need to figure this out. It was like, yo, I'm just gonna stop. But there's a level of discipline you have to tell yourself, you're not doing this no more. We're not doing this no more.
Right.
Like, we just gotta stop so we can live longer, live healthier, feel better, and all that stuff. Some people don't have that in them. You know what I mean? First of all, we can tell by the way people live and how they act and talk, there's no discipline.
Yeah.
People function in chaos. You can't have discipline if you function only in chaos.
Yeah.
So why would you be able to tell yourself, oh, this person putting hands on me, I should leave them? You know, you're not going to do that. You're going to be like, this is how life should be.
Yeah.
He's showing me love by knocking me upside my head every now and then. I got to stay with this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a different situation when somebody's trying to leave. But those people that where you're like talking to the women and they're like, why won't you leave? Or the man, because y'all be hitting us too sometimes. Like, yo, leave her the fuck alone.
The man that posted on social media, I'm just like, what were you supposed to do watching this?
Yeah, like, I still don't feel sorry for you because I'd be like, yo, get your dumb ass up out of there. You know what I mean? Letting that girl put her hands on you like that. I'm like, shit. What Chris Rock say? You ain't gonna hit him, but I'll shake the shit out of a bitch.
you keep hitting what I'm about to get into. My next question is like, if you stick around after repeated issues, do you explain to your friends and family why? I hope not.
Your friends and family, for health purposes, should not engage any conversation with you on your bullshit.
Right.
I literally had this conversation with one of the girls in my accounting department today because her friend told on her. She's like, Jason, she's doing it again. I was like, doing what? She's like, oh, this guy I'm dating, I found out he lives with his baby mother. I'm like, what? Oh, it's Sam, you know, the one that's been on the show. Her friend was like, you thought she was healed? I was like, I never thought she was healed until I see a difference.
Yeah.
I was like, what you have to do now, because we see this is what's going on with Sam. I was like, you need to print out the definition of insanity and staple it to her computer so she can look at it every day. She's there laughing hard as hell. I was like, Sam, would you please tell me what the definition of insanity is?
Yeah.
And she's like, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I'm like, I need you to read that every day when you come in here. Mm-hmm. Because you clearly have a type of man. You like Hispanic men who you find out later on were living with their baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way you keep running into that same individual in every relationship. You're picking them. There's a trigger line they're saying when you talk to them, where they're like, yo, you know, I'm single, and, you know, I'm trying to find somebody new to love, but there's this thing. As soon as you hear that, you be like, I'm with it, because you know the thing is I still, you know, kind of got a situation.
That right there, a situation is. Yeah,
and you're like, oh, what's the situation?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah.
We might have to bring her back on for her because she needs rehab. She needs intervention. She needs intervention.
My thing is, like, if you're going to get back with them, stop talking about it to your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Just quietly do so, because we don't want to hear it. We don't want to
hear another thing.
Think of it. We don't want to hear how y'all trying to get it together. We don't want to hear how you want to work it out. We don't.
Hey, this is Glow for Conversations with Glow Podcast. Thank you for checking out this episode. You can also check out Conversations with Glow Podcast on all the platforms that you listen to your podcast on. Now, let's get back into the show.
Don't call me to come pick you up when you think you're done with it.
No. See, the duty of us third-party individuals is to ignore you now.
Yeah.
We talk to you about anything except your relationship, male, female, whatever. Our job is to not listen to your shit anymore. After we've given you the advice,
right.
You come back, they put hands on me again. And you just start talking like they didn't even say it. You be like, yeah, girl, so man, my week at work was crazy. You're like, did you hear me? He hit me. You be like, yeah, I'm about to go watch this game when I get home. Like, just ignore them, they're not even talking about it. Because engaging with them only enables them to stay in the same stupid shit circle they're in. They're going to stay in it anyway, but they need to realize that you're no longer having it or interested.
Right.
Because for me, it's easy to do it with niggas. We have one conversation. I'm not in a relationship with you. You're not my family. Nothing. You just my homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
If you come back with the same shit the next time, I'm going to tell you straight up, like, yo, don't talk to me about it no more. I'm just going to say that to your face. I'm like, don't talk to me about it. I don't care. I hope she cheat on you, dumb motherfucker. Like, we already had to say, we told you this bitch don't respect you. You know what I mean? Like, but here you are again. You know, talking to me about the same stupid shit. I'm not listening to it. Like, talk about something
else. Some people need that though.
So, I mean, some people just need to hear it, but it ain't gonna change their situation.
No,
it just gets them to stop talking to you about it, which is what I want.
But I remember like calling my brother, and I'm just like, da-da-da-da-da happened. He was just like, hey, I don't like to get in the middle of a man and a woman's shit, because when y'all care about each other, y'all probably end up back together. So that's why I'm staying out of it. But if I come, I'm coming. And I already knew what that meant.
Yeah.
But for me, like, once I peep a certain act out of you, you ain't got to worry about me doubling back on this no more.
And not for nothing, because you already know this about me.
Yeah.
I'm not taking no relationship advice from no West Indians. And you already know. Ain't nobody coming to y'all for shit.
Listen.
Like, listen, we don't know what we're doing. We just out here living our life. And that's it. Is it first is the Haitians, then the Jamaicans. You know,
well, I will say this.
Y'all nothing.
I will say this. All of my brothers have had domestic spats with their women.
All of your brothers are Jamaican, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
In my relationships that I've had only once, but that was his doing, not mine. Only one out of the six. Because I think a lot of times When it comes to West Indians, they keep that feisty shit around as like, it's like, ooh, like this is exciting. I'm not that way. I have to have peace at all times. And if you want to create ruckus, show me one time and I'm good off of that.
Yeah, you disengage.
Yeah, I don't want no part.
But the other ones are engaging in a very unhealthy way.
Like, I've seen car parts taken out of cars so you can't go to work. I've seen clothes being cut up. I've seen people being hit. I'm just like, y'all are doing too much.
Who wants to be doing? I don't want to be doing all that, man. Yeah. What are we doing that for?
Yeah. So, you know, when you're in relationships where shit is on repeat, doing bad financial decisions and y'all trying to work towards something, gotta back up out of that. Not giving effort, gotta back up out of that, because you are doing well before this person even came around. You're not about to put me in a hole.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. You know if somebody's bad financially before you get in a relationship, you should be picking up on those signs.
We talked about that. We had an episode about that. Expensive dishonesty is another one. I don't have the tolerance for I gave you the mortgage money and you didn't pay it.
Oh no. That's first of all, we had that. What? You wouldn't be in charge of the mortgage. You wouldn't even have the opportunity to do that. If I feel like you're not fiscally sound, I'll just pay the mortgage. Because there's no way you're going to just go spend the money. And for me, I don't even want to sound like this. That sounds like some shit niggas would do. Like, I can't imagine. For a woman to do that would be crazy. I'm sure there has been. But I feel like that sounds like
mostly a man. And be quiet about it for months. Or I've been giving you the money to pay down the truck for the truck note each month. Why are they looking to pick it up?
Yeah, no. If I feel like you're that type of person, I'm paying the bills. So, like, you got to give me the money.
If I'm gonna make sure you're that type of person, we can't be in the relationship I thought we could.
Yeah. I would never date anybody seriously that acted that way. Because you're on some fuck shit. Oh, I don't pay my bill. You can't not pay your most important bills. PSE&G, fuck them niggas. But everybody else got to get theirs.
Water, lights, gas, truck note, insurance.
Yeah. And I have to have rent. A place to live, and I have to have a way to get around. So those things got to get paid. You got to have food. You know, like, everything else is suspect, you know, but like,
I can't,
you got to pay your credit cards.
I can't fathom someone willing to risk where they live at, how they get to and from, how their kids get to and from, for the sake of going out for a weekend or going on a trip.
And that's the whole thing. It's even, okay, I would hear it. I'm not saying I would stay with the person. Mm-hmm. I would hear it if they were like, I had to pay for this trip. You know, I want to go on vacation so bad. I would hear it. I'm still getting rid of you. If you did that shit to go to the club.
Oh, yeah. It's a no.
We might have a physical altercation, and then I'm going to get rid of you.
What Project Pat said on Chicken Head? Should have paid your light bill. You bought an outfit. Stay at the house.
Listen, there's no way. There's no way you're using our mortgage money to go to the club. There's no way. Male or female, I'm with the wrong person.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest decision you could possibly make. There's been, we don't have a place to live because I wanted to go shake my ass. Are you fucking kidding?
Or even selfish, personal.
Super business. Selfish.
Selfish personal decisions that affect other people. For instance, let's say we share a household. Let's say your car broke down and you think it's not worth it to fix it. You just need to get a different car. Mm-hmm. Why would you go look for a car that costs three times what this costs you. You can't fix it. And you sign a lease for that shit. And that's going to allow you to contribute to this household less.
Mm-hmm.
That's a selfish decision.
But it's also, these are all things that are there before they happen.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to meet somebody when they're buying a car. You're going to meet somebody when they're doing smaller incremental things that show their fuck up when it comes to finances.
But sometimes people think, okay, I'm going to spend this time with this person. We've been living separately. They see how I live. They see how I take care of shit. I see how they live. But I don't get, like, the details of how they pay shit. I don't get the details of how they behind on shit until we try to mesh some shit together. And then they see what I'm seeing. So you naturally think they thinking how you think, and they not.
No. You're right. But you do get them details before we mesh it. You get them. All you have to listen, you ain't got to say nothing. All you have to do is listen and pay attention. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's constant financial struggles, there's some lack of budgeting going on here. Mm-hmm. Anytime shit is, oh, I couldn't do this, and there's no real emergency reason. Oh, I had to miss a car payment. Why? Because I got I had a lot going on. You're like, okay. A lot going on? We all have a lot going on.
The only a lot going on with that shit I can accept is if you were in the hospital, you couldn't work.
Yeah, that's what I said. If there's not a real emergency, life-threatening situation, random death of somebody or something like that, it's just you going about your daily activity and stuff ain't getting paid. I come over, you know, oh, what happened to your phone? You got me on Do Not Disturb? Oh, no, my phone's off. Tell you one big thing. I think I said this before.
Yeah, you did.
If a motherfucker can't afford to pay their phone bill, it lets you know everything about them.
Now, I used to struggle with that when in my 20s.
Yes. But
that's the time for you to struggle with that shit.
You know why? Because that's your first real bill.
For the most part, that's the first bill you get. People have $300 phone bills now.
Yeah. But you should also be able to afford it if you got it. If not, take your ass on down to Boost Mobile and get poor people phones. Don't be up here with the big dogs. You don't need AT&T. You don't need Verizon. You don't need T-Mobile. Go get Cricket Mobile. Go get the shit my parents got. No, my mom is on Verizon. Go get shit my dad got, flip phones. You can't be like us hardworking people if you can't afford to be. Like, you got to, until you get to where we're at, that's the thing. You want to keep up with the Joneses, but you don't want to work like the Joneses. You don't want to put in the work, the effort, to get your credit up, to do what the Joneses had to do. So that they can buy the iPhones or the Samsungs, buy the big screen, buy the houses, buy the fancy foreign cars and all that. Work came with that. While we were doing stuff consistently, you know what you was doing? In the club, not paying your phone bill, bullshitting, dating fuck people. You know what I mean? That's what you was doing. And now when you're in your 40s, you're like, how my friends got these houses and these nice cars and going on trips and all that stuff and all the stuff I want, and I'm still living with my mama.
What's the crazy fucked up part is the people who don't have shit always find a way to get on vacation.
That's why I don't have shit. They always getting on Spirit.
What's you vacationing from?
Not doing nothing, not having shit over here. You gotta go somewhere else to not have shit.
My thing is, if I'm someone who has savings accounts, investment accounts, bank accounts, credit cards, and you can't even get a bank account anywhere, we don't need to be together.
Same thing as your phone bill. If you can't get a bank account anywhere, or you're like, oh, I can't go to that bank, red flag. If you can't pay your phone bill, I'm not even trying.
If they are
phone bill is not a big bill.
Like their bank account.
Yeah. If they're like, oh, I can't go to TD, well, why not? You know, even like you did that scam in your 20s and they still ain't let you get a bank account. Okay.
That's a
you doing scam. You did a scam last week.
Okay.
And they caught your ass.
But these are all like things where You can have more grace for the bullshit in your 20s you're supposed to. In your 30s, it's a no. Your 40s, it's an absolute not.
Yeah. 40s is the zero tolerance age.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to be adulting full time by 40.
Yeah.
30s, there's grace period between the early to mid 30s where you're still trying to find salaries and figure out how much your worth is and all that. By the time you get to your 40s, zero tolerance. Because you just haven't been doing or figuring out the things you're supposed to be figuring out in life if you're in your 40s and you still out here struggling to pay a phone bill.
And this is why I'm never like, well, I'm not going to say I'm never surprised, but I just take deep breaths when I hear a 40-year-old talking to somebody in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Or a 50-year-old talking to somebody in their late 20s or 30s. Because you can look at how a 50-year-old lives and you're in your 20s and 30s and be impressed because they're supposed to be doing that shit by their age.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people who are older who date younger want someone to be impressed by their mediocre shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you were talking to someone around your same age range, you would be challenged in the best way to do more. A younger person can't challenge you to do more because you have more than they got. You've had more experience than they have.
Yeah. I also feel like there's a certain level of lack of maturity when you're dating down in age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's for the male perspective. You know, I feel like when women are doing it, it's just they want a rabbit dick. but for men who usually date younger women, especially in their 20s, up here, they're usually financially good.
Yeah.
Because they understand they're going to have to spend that paper to pound out a 20-year-old girl.
Yes.
But when you hear them talk, as another grown man, you could be like, you might be financially good, but mentally, you're still like a 20-year-old nigga. And that's all they like. They talk. They're always like laughing and joking. And there's nothing problem with like being a jovial person. Mm-hmm. But you can tell by the stuff they're talking about that they still haven't matured.
Because they don't want to be challenged. And a younger person is going to equal their
dumbness. So they did a 20-year-old girl who don't do nothing but be like, I'm using them for your money. And I was listening to somebody podcast today. Oh, there was the Paul Pierce podcast where him and the girl was talking about, oh, women be getting over old niggas because they be like sending out pictures of their friends. I'm like, look at this pathetic nigga. Look how tired he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all old and he needs Viagra. My man older than yours and all that. And then Paul Pierce is like, ah, I can understand y'all thinking you playing that nigga, but if he got money, he's getting exactly what he wants. He done bought you and he got you servicing him.
Yeah.
He's like, he wants you for pussy. Yeah, he don't give a damn that you think he's old and sloppy and fat. Guess who house you at and who dick you sucking? This old nigga dick. You know why? Because he'll slap $500 in and he like, and you're not even really asking for no real money. You could probably get thousands out of this nigga. You took $500 a week. You're like, $500 a week ain't shit. So he's like, I throw that shit away for nothing. Because you fucking with a nigga that got money. He might be old, but like it's transactional. You're not outdoing him. He's like, this is what I want. You're not forcing me to pay you. I want to give you this money so I don't have to deal with a woman my age who will hold me accountable and make me be an adult.
Right.
I can sit here and bullshit with you all weekend.
Right.
You know?
I don't know, people. Choose your poison. Choose your poison, but to be in your 40s or your 30s, repeating yourself to somebody who clearly doesn't want to comply, grow, be better is redundant. Save yourself. Okay. But yeah, you have any more thoughts on this before I close this thing out?
No, I don't have more on that. I just want to send a forewarning to all the fans and women.
Mm.
There will be an episode coming where I'm going to shame y'all about how old y'all get to be while being in the club. Because what I am noticing is you women shame the fuck out of men in our mid-30s to get us out of the club. Get your old ass out of here. Now, all of us in our 40s, we don't give a fuck about the club. But I be on Instagram and you hoes be in y'all 50s still in there dancing with these 20-year-old niggas. I'm not having it. I'm about to shame the fuck out of y'all. It's going to be a whole episode dedicated to it. Y'all not going to get to, you don't get to club the rest of your life away making us quit at fucking 30 years old. When I was 30 and girls be like, you better not be in no club. I don't fuck with no nigga in the club. And right here they are, 55, still shaking ass. Talking about me and my friends are baddies. Get the fuck out of here. I can't wait to shame them.
I feel like the club was a weird ass concept.
It is, but we did it already and we paid our price and the money. But it was a weird ass concept. Even though when we went, we probably had the best club music and club experience.
That
because we were dancing, we had good music to dance to.
Yes.
And people, it wasn't in there, there was no social media like that. So we had to be in the club to club. So we kind of got a real good clubbing experience, which is why now when you see it and also understand it, that's stupid. I would never spend that kind of money on bottles or VIP. And insane. I'm not waiting in line to get into anything.
Insane.
I don't believe in waiting in lines at this point.
Me either.
So,
either somebody's there and they have something already set up and we're walking in. Yeah. Or you let me in, but I'm not.
If I can't walk in, like I'm better than most of the people waiting in this line, don't want to be there.
Facts.
Don't want to be there.
Facts. Well, this was another one, y'all. The Real Relationship Report. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on IG. And if you want to call in, the number is 770-284-8175. To give us any insight, you can share experience, you can ask a question, and we'll play it and answer it on here. Next episode is going to be episode 3, List of Toxic Reasons to Stop Remaining in Relationships.
Oh, yes. That's an easy one.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get a panel for that one.
I feel like we've done something like this before, but it needs a refresher because a lot of people out here just... Mm-hmm. It's not even settling at this point. It's just like, you're just basking in it.
Yeah. You're just living in the toxicity. People love it.
For the wrong reasons, and they have to stop. But yeah, that's it. Y'all have a great weekend. Dungeon, you have a great weekend.
Enjoy yourself. No more trips. Black Panthers. That's dangerous.
I'm not.
I mean, but. Yeah, you'll see me. It'll be a new background and everything the next time.
Make sure you secure a pack and you label.
Oh, yeah.